أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته إنه لا يفلح الظالمون ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للذين أشركوا أين شركاؤكم الذين كنتم تزعمون ثم لم تكن فتنتهم إلا أن قالوا والله ربنا ما كنا مشركين انظر كيف كذبوا على أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 21 to 24 of Surah Al-An'am, inshallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ. Who is a greater oppressor, who is more unjust than that person that fabricates upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lie, or kadhaba bi ayati, or he denies the verses, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, there are different criterias of dhulam and oppression. The greatest of oppressors in this world will say that they are the greatest advocators of justice. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the real and true criteria of zulm, of oppression, and the greatest of oppressors. That is that person, iftara ala Allahi kadiba, who fabricates a lie upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Essentially, what was this fabrication about a lie upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that when the Quraysh were asked about the idolatry, when they were asked about the polytheism, the shirk, etc., wa na'udhu billah, they said that that was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, would Allah ta'ala command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be partnered? Would Allah ta'ala command that somebody brings about partners with Allah Rabbul Izzat? That can never be. And such a person is deemed as the greatest oppressor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to commit shirk, and then one is to ascribe the commandment of shirk to Allah Rabbul Izzat. O kadhaba bi ayati, or he denies the signs or the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala save us from all of this, that there are those verses of the Quran Sharif in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. Sometimes those commandments may be difficult upon us for whatever the reasons may be. It may be against our temperament, it may be against our way of life, etc. But understand, it is the command of Allah Ta'ala, and we cannot deny any one of the verses, any single harf of the Quran, any single letter of the Quran Sharif. Innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun, and no doubt, the unjust, those who are unjust, will not be successful. They would not gain success in this world, nor would they be successful in the hereafter. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to the hereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about consequences of these individuals. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا, and on that day, the day of Qiyamah, we will gather them all together. ثُمَّ نَقُول, then we will say. Now here the commentators say that the word ثُمَّ is used for an event that takes place after a while. So first the gathering will take place on the day of Qiyamah. There will be a great amount of trauma. There will be a great amount of difficulty upon all of mankind, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not begin the hisab and the kitab immediately. A long while will pass. There will be a great deal of restlessness. And then mankind obviously will go to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and that hadith, he will then direct them to Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, right up to Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then he will direct mankind towards our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he will make the shafaat kubra, the major intercession for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin the hisab and the kitab. That although at that time people will already have an idea of the guilt, they will have an idea of the disobedience to Allah Rabbul Izzat, but yet that trauma of waiting for the hisab kitab itself is a difficulty. ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, Then we will ask those who ascribe partners, those who commit a shirk, أَيْنَ شُرَكَاءُكُمْ, where are your partners, where are those gods that you ascribed and equated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ, that you had been, that you determined, that you were claiming that these were real and true partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth is that the claim of the disbelievers will all be different. Some of them would have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded. Others would have said that this is just a token of going closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But where are all those partners that you had made these claims? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, ثُمَّ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَتُهُمْ, then there will be nothing but their trial, their test, that is according to one translation, or according to another translation, it will be their obsession, there will be nothing but an obsession, but they will say, إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا, but they will say, وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ, قَسَمْ of our Rabb, we were not mushrikeen, we were not polytheists, we were not ones that ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now why those ulama that speak about the meaning of fitna in its original meaning is a trial, but they speak about this word obsession over here, is they lied their entire lives taking the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now come the day of Qiyamah, that obsession of lying will be to such a great extent, it will be compulsive, they are impulsive liars. They also, they will try to lie in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will take a qasam in the name of Allah ta'ala, Wallahi Rabbina, ma kunna mushrikeen, we are not mushrikeen, we are not idolaters, we were never ones that ascribe partners to you, O Allah. In other words, it will be ingrained in them, it will be inborn in them. Now one would wonder, how can a person lie on the day of Qiyamah when we often hear all the evidences against us? So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reconciled this verse, this ayah, with the other verses and ayat of the Quran Sharif and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said this will be the very initial stages, that they will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the qasam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will seal the mouth, Allah will seal the tongue, and then the hands will talk, and then the rest of the limbs will give shahadat and evidence against them. Then obviously the truth will manifest itself. Unzur kayfa kadhabu ala anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that watch, behold, see, introspect and look very carefully how they lie upon themselves. In other words, they lie against their own souls. In this world also, they had lied there on the day of Qiyamah also. There will be this attempt to lie. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and their fabrications, their inventions, all of that will be lost from them. In other words, it will be of absolutely no avail. And a very simple message to all of us here is that let us accept this kitab, the Quran of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us clear our hearts of every type of shirk, the major shirk, the minor shirk, every form of shirk and idolatry and ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala. Let us purely worship Allah Rabbul Izzat. Let us purely bring iman in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and have the full yaqeen that Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala has all the power, and there is no God, there is no might but that of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.